Deus in adiutorio meum intende.
The Pope concluded his day-long pilgrimage in Nazareth just a short while ago with the celebration of Song Vespers in the Basilica of the Annunciation. The site has been venerated from antiquity as the place where the family of the Virgin Mary lived when, as a young betrothed woman, she was invited by the Archangel Gabriel to become the Mother of God. The celebration of Vespers began with a warm welcome by Archbishop Paul Nabil Saya of the Maronite Eparchy of Haifa in the Holy Land. After singing the Psalms and listening to the reading of the story of the finding of the child Jesus in the temple from the Gospel of Luke, Pope Benedict began his homily by speaking about how much the gathering at the holy site meant to him.
It is profoundly moving for me to be present with you today in the very place where the Word of God was made flesh and come to dwell among us. How fitting that we should gather here to sing the evening prayer of the Church, giving praise and thanks to God for the marvels he has done for us.
The Pope continued by reflecting on the meaning of the mystery of the Annunciation, in which the Spirit who came upon Mary is in fact the same Spirit who hovered over the waters at the dawn of creation. Yet, he said, we are reminded that the Incarnation was a new creative act.
In the original creation, there was clearly no question of God seeking the consent of his creatures. But in this new creation, he does not impose himself. He does not simply predetermine the part that Mary will play in his plan for our salvation. He first seeks her consent.
And because she said, "Let it be done to me according to your word," the Word of God became flesh. The Pope continued by stressing that what happened hidden away from the gaze of the world in Nazareth continues to challenge us to open up our understanding to the limitless possibilities of God's transforming power, of his love for us, his desire to be united with us. When we reflect on this joyful mystery, it invites us, he said, with exquisite courtesy, to consent to God's dwelling within us, enabling us to respond to him in love and to reach out in love towards one another. Pope Benedict XVI made a special mention of the presence in the assembly of Hebrew-speaking Christians, who are a reminder, he said, of the Jewish roots of the Christian faith. And he recalled the fact that in the Holy Land, Christians altogether form a minority of the population because many have emigrated in the hope of finding greater security and better prospects elsewhere. Yet the Pope encouraged them.
Have the confidence to be faithful to Christ and to remain here in the land that is sanctified with his own presence. Like Mary, you have a part to play in God's plan for salvation, by bringing Christ forth into the world, by bearing witness to him and spreading his message of peace and unity.
Earlier in the afternoon, the Pope received a delegation representing Jewish, Muslim, Druze, and other religious leaders of Galilee in the modern auditorium of the Sanctuary of the Annunciation. During his discourse to the group, the Pope recalled that at the heart of all religious traditions is the conviction that peace itself is a gift from God, yet it cannot be achieved without human endeavor. Lasting peace flows from the recognition that the world is ultimately not our own, he said, but rather the horizon within which we are invited to participate in God's love and cooperate in guiding the world and history under God's inspiration.
Galilee, a land known for its religious and ethnic diversity, is home to a people who know well the efforts required to live in harmonious coexistence. Our different religious traditions have a powerful potential to promote a culture of peace, especially through teaching and preaching the deeper spiritual values of our common humanity.
Finally, the Pope encouraged the exercise of mutual respect as peoples work together to ease tensions in the Holy Land.
I assure you that the Catholic Church is committed to join in this noble undertaking. In cooperation with men and women of goodwill, she will seek to ensure that the light of truth, peace, and goodness continue to shine forth from Galilee and lead people across the globe to seek all that fosters the unity of the human family. God bless you all.
I'm Robert White.